This week on Clown College.
Oh.
Shit, don't think about it.
Swallow it.
You ain't ever gonna make it in lockup. Swallow it.
Oh, no. I can't do it, man.
I understand.
I can't do it.
This is the Clown College Podcast. We're just a couple open micers trying to make our way through the scene.
Where we interview comedians throughout different stages of their comedy career, no matter if they're open micers, headliners, or traveling comedians.
I'm here too, Jamie 2.0. I just talk a lot more.
Damn it, Brandon.
Go sit in the corner.
Hey.
Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. Boom, 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 boom. These clowns rapping, boom, talk boom, about boom, capping, boom. Come around here when I come up scrapping. Boom, I'm gonna boom, rap, boom, he gonna shit. I don't know what that bitch gonna hit.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Hey! Damn, hey. Dude. Coming in hot.
Hell yeah.
I know, I had to give it to him.
I wasn't expecting that, dude.
That boy on the fly.
Hell yes, I am.
So I think we need to talk about one of our heroes dying today.
Oh, dude. Orenthal James, man.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P.
2,000 yards in a 14-game season. Unheard of.
Damn.
Just unheard of by running back.
Will never be replicated. Yeah, quite man. Literally impossible to do that.
Maybe the best follow on Twitter.
Yeah.
He's up there.
Hello, Twitter world.
I heard he could drive the hell out of a car, too, for some reason. I don't know.
He's whipping that thing, dude. Modern-day cowboy just getting away on that Bronco, dude. Hey, can you look up that video where he, like, plays that joke on the reporter where she opens the door and he's got the knife and he's like,
Oh, man, I remember that.
That's one of the best videos ever made.
He's like, I'm dying.
Yeah, that's
this
it right there.
With his
Let's go
face.
To videos.
Let's see. Hold on.
Yeah, that one.
We're going to click on the TikTok.
Damn Chinese spyware. They're going to know all our analytics, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, ban this shit. It's taking forever to load, man.
Bro, my internet's been doing that lately.
Okay, hold on. Let me turn it up. I'm going to restart it for y'all.
I love how he does it.
Okay, here we go. You're fine. What the fuck? Hold on, you ready?
We've been ready, man.
Turn it up.
Oh, fuck. Come this way.
Does that hurt your feelings?
No. And you got me riled up. You got me started.
After we finished filming, OJ said to me that he had a surprise for me, and I genuinely was surprised.
Just did you do it?
No, I didn't.
I think it was his idea of a joke.
Nope.
And this is it.
He's a jokester.
Hey, he is a jokester, dude.
Hell no.
That's okay. Great at comedy, and I believe that's a real knife.
Yeah, that probably was. Let me slip.
Come on, man.
He's innocent, man. Oh, he's innocent in my book, dude.
You got to quit it.
Yeah.
Do you know how many African Americans have been falsely accused and convicted of crimes, dude?
Man,
let one
right.
go.
You right.
If he got off and he did it, you know, no harm, no foul.
Okay, yeah, now the score is like 0 to 5,000.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Let him go, dude.
He's
2,000
old.
Yards,
well, now he's dead,
game.
But he was old, man.
And he did, Tom. He
prostate
did like
cancer.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, that
gotta
got
get
him.
You.
That will.
Gotta get you.
What a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Got him. And nobody will care because he did kill those people.
Yeah. Prostate it's exams okay, are looking dude. A lot better now, aren't they?
Do you think he killed them?
Huh?
Do you think he killed the people?
Do I think he killed them? You see, me, I didn't do enough research to know.
Mm. Yeah, so you is young.
Yeah, I'm a young guy. I can't tell you yet. I got to see what happens. I got to watch some documentaries.
He definitely killed
them. The people versus O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, that's good.
Watch
that's
that
a good one,
dude.
To watch. Was that on Netflix? Or?
Hulu.
I believe can't remember.
Hulu. I'm pretty sure it was a Hulu one.
Mm.
Yeah, but the whole thing was like that glove wouldn't fit on his hand because they had like froze it to preserve it or whatever. If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit or something like that.
Johnny Cochran was a motherfucker.
Hell yeah, dude.
Good lawyer.
Love him,
dude. Rest in peace,
dude. He's one of my favorites.
His name is what? What's his name?
Johnny Cochran.
Johnny Cochran.
Mm-hmm.
Right really you really emphasize the cock syllable.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Cocaine.
Oh, Johnny.
Oh, there you go.
He could be your daddy, Brandon.
He does look like my dad. That's fucking crazy. Like, for real.
That's not
he
him.
Looks
that's
like Eddie Murphy, dude.
That's an actor.
Oh, no. Damn, he does too.
He looks just like him. They played. Damn. He did that.
He's got the Dahmer glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Not good for a criminal defense attorney, dude.
Or the best.
It's true.
He probably could have got Dahmer off.
Man, I'm glad he didn't.
Why?
Sometimes I'm glad he didn't do the same for Dahmer.
You don't want to. You want one Dahmer to be free?
No, hell no. Especially if I was around. Shit. Hey, oh, man.
Yeah, he would get Brandon.
No.
He
would have
got your
no.
ass easily.
No, I,
he would have been. Man. He would have probably been bored. Like, I can't do this. It's too
like
easy.
Brandon. I got some barbecue in here. He's like, oh shit, ribs.
I would have acted like nothing happened. And he'd be like, you didn't smell that? I'd be like, dude, I just didn't want to be rude, man. But this
did
shit
you see how he hesitated for a second when he was holding the imaginary ribs? He was like, oh, wait.
No, I can't.
You just tricked yourself, dude.
Yes. Is that Tyrone? No.
This is my second favorite criminal defense attorney right behind Leibowitz.
Leibowitz? What's Leibowitz?
Look up Leibowitz Scottsboro Boys.
Leibowitz. Okay, how you spell Leibowitz?
That's close enough. Okay, mm-hmm. Scottsboro boy. Oh. Well, that's not him.
That's, okay,
that is Edna from The Incredibles.
Scottsboro what?
Boys.
Boys. Oh, shit. I remember that. I remember that.
There he is, dude. Oh. Samuel Leibowitz.
Oh, man. Yeah, I remember that.
Just off the picture, he's my favorite.
Yeah, look at him.
Because back in those days.
Yeah,
he was like a Romanian immigrant, grew up poor as shit, grinded his way to the top. He would defend like the most heinous criminals in New York, I believe, one of those northeastern, rough, dude, East Coast. He didn't fuck around, man.
He got them off?
Well, I mean, he lightened their sentences. I mean, you got to realize, like, these guys were accused of, like, gang raping two white women from Huntsville.
For real?
Yeah.
This is what I was telling you about that one time where they like the police were like beating these guys one time while they were they were in jail for like years. They had multiple trials. They got the death penalty and people were like, "Don't kill them." You know? So then they were like, "Okay, well, life in prison." Even though they were completely innocent, man.
Yeah.
And the police were like beating them in the car one time and a dude had a knife or something and like slashed one of the police officer's throats like in the cop car. I think this might be false, but I think this is what happened. And then one of the other cops shot him. So like one of the dudes died, a couple of other ones spent like I want to say like close to 13 years in prison.
Damn, man, that's bad.
Falsely accused. But it's because Ruby Bates and Victoria Price were the two women that accused these guys, and they were like the scum of white society. They worked at the like least prosperous cotton mill in Huntsville, lived in an all black neighborhood. Like white, like good white people like me would spit on those whores. You know what I'm saying? And then they got some attention from saying that this happened, and they just wrote it out, dude. It's kind of like the Salem witch trials.
Damn, man.
Yep.
Hoes, man. This was OnlyFans before OnlyFans,
that is
dude.
Fucking crazy. That is
unbelievable.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's always and been
people,
here.
People get mad at my joke saying I miss old racism. Not getting hung for saying a white girl had a fat ass racism. This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah. This is a really good example. Local example. Yeah. Bro, Scottsboro is 40 minutes away.
That's fucking crazy.
Unreal, dude. And there's some crazy old like excerpts from the Huntsville Times. The editor hated these dudes. Like there's one I can't even say what it says on camera. Like, I can't say that because that's not correct, you know, but like the
like
headline
on camera.
Yeah, I'll tell you after. I say it every night in the mirror before I go to bed, but I'm not willing to do that in a recorded setting.
Damn, that's new when this happened. No, I'm just fucking with you.
I think it was like the 30s.
Oh.
20s, yeah. 30s.
Damn. Yeah, that's a year. That's fucking crazy, man. That's
I like how we started with some lighthearted topics murder and gang rape.
Yeah.
Hey, we went full spectrum, dude. A black guy that did do the crime who got away with it.
Yeah.
And then here's nine black dudes that didn't do it that didn't get away with it. Falsely accused and in prison.
So
it's unbelievable.
Yeah. It's not even. You know, it's all the way over here.
It's reparations, dude.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Let OJ go, man.
You know.
Let's bring him back. I'm ready.
Here he is. Give it up.
He walks in. It's Alex in blackface.
Oh, man. I'd be like, oh, my gosh.
I think Alex should do his hair like how Terrence Howard had.
Oh my God. I love that Terrence Howard. this nigga is
and
wild.
He's ginger. Why is it red, man?
I don't even know. Like, is
that's
that
his
red,
natural
like
hair?
Like a blondish red?
There oh, that right looks there. Reddish. That,
yeah, that's red.
Wait,
that is
hold
red.
Hold on. First of all, this is Jake Muncy. I mean, look at that chest hair. Yes. The regular hair, dude. This is Jake, man. Man. Equally insane.
I can't believe Terrence Howard. And this is a serious interview.
Wow, man.
Where he's talking about why he has to come back to work. He was trying to retire. And he's talking serious through this whole interview with this hair.
Look at the bottom right. This was for Straight Talk Wireless.
Oh, wow.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen, man. But that hair is beautiful, dude.
Yeah. It is.
It's
it
nice.
Is.
It's like Wendy Williams, you know?
Not a good comparison.
Not a good comparison?
No, I see the vision.
Farrah Fawcett right there.
Oh, who? Yeah.
Farrah Fawcett. That's the Farrah Fawcett hair.
Let's search that
yeah.
up. You said
popularized by Farrah Fawcett.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Dude, I think she would have been my celebrity crush
right
back
there.
In the
That's
day.
The same hair.
So what movies did she do?
She's big. She was huge. I don't know. It was before my time, but she was like the smoke show of the...
Like 70s?
Yeah, 60s, 70s.
Yeah. Dude, that I almost had that. That's what I was going for when I had the moment.
You
would have
pulled it off, man.
It wasn't as good as that.
Hey.
I was more like Farrah Spigot, dude. That sounded racist. Sorry.
I was trying to find a slur it sounded like. I think I got it, the Mexicans.
No, man. I use double G's, but that's a different slur.
Double G's.
Oh, what else happened?
You had a fun night last night with your new friend that you made.
Oh yeah,
dude. At Fat Sammy's.
This punk ass bitch. He looks like Harry Potter if he was a cuck.
Damn.
He's just a bitch. He's did it before. I didn't know it was the same person, yeah. But with Daniel Castillo, he was going up to practice for
rest
a stand-up live. Yeah, rest in peace. He was going up there to practice for a stand-up live, and he kept on saying shit like, "You're not funny. Say something funny," and like ruined his whole set. Then Jake gets up there last night, and out of nowhere, because he wasn't doing it before, and he just starts heckling Jake, like, check his hard drive, and... Yeah, and
stuff, man.
And like every time Jake would try to say a punchline, he would step all over it, just like saying dumb shit. Then I get up there, and the skinny one has said something first. I'm talking about my mom. He was like, "Mom's a hoe" or something like that. I was like, I told him, I was like, "I'm just a nigga up here on the mic. I will fuck you up." You know what I'm saying? I just let him know that I will beat the shit out of you, you punk ass bitch. And then so. I try to keep, and then I forgot my fucking new joke that I'm trying to work on for tonight at Shenanigans. And then, because he flushed at me. I don't like that he flushed at me either. That's kind of why I wanted to just smack the shit. I'm telling y'all, it wouldn't have been a fight. I would have just went up there and smacked him, and I guarantee 1,000% he would have screamed and then ran and called the police.
He had a pedophile mustache.
He would have screamed loud, too.
Yeah.
He had the pedo stash. He walked like Forrest Gump as a child when he had the leg braces on. He was drunk as shit. But they were definitely the type, if you would have even slightly put your hand on them, they would contact the authorities immediately. Oh, yeah.
He did that with Alex. Alex went up there. He was like, and Alex was being nice. This time, the first time Alex got in his ass, and he was scared. He was like, "I just want to shake your hand," and I was like, "No, fuck you! You're fucking up the whole comedy show." Then Alex goes over there while I think I was on stage, and he was like, "Hey man, can you calm it down?" He was like, "You're being really aggressive with me, and you touched me." It's a bitch ass nigga. I can't stand them whole ass.
Hey, but I love it, dude. That boy Alex, he is fired up, dude.
Yeah, he's on business.
Zero to 100 real fast.
I love
his confidence. He's like a Tesla Plaid, that guy. Just fucking angry in a second, dude. I love it, though.
Yeah, I do.
Dude. He's the best, man. He's a good host. You need that.
Oh yeah,
in a host. He fucking
because you don't want to just let
the tone.
You just don't want to let the crowd just. I mean, because that can ruin everything. Then everybody who's going up there, you have to deal with this heckler, and it's not a fun heckler. Even if somebody's drunk, the dude in the front was drunk with the red hair.
But he was cool.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. He would say shit.
He would say shit, but he would know and he was belligerently drunk, and he was still But he was still like, you could have fun with that. You know what I mean?
He was there for the comedy.
He was there to have a good time at a comedy show. Yeah. These guys got their back turned with some girls who they're definitely not fucking.
Yeah.
And
there's no chance.
Oh, no.
Damn.
They weren't. They wanted to, but they're probably friends and they go have coffee together. But no insertion, for sure.
Don's like they do white people shit. Yeah. They, like, drink coffee in a group.
Bet they bitch asses was at Starbucks.
Hey, tell
them. That shit was just then lame, he did it to you. Though. Oh, well, yeah, because Jake went up fifth, and that's kind of when it really started getting bad. You went up sixth, and then I was seventh. So it was just us three in a row, and I said, I have a joke where I'm like, I'm about to graduate college, and then they just started booing. Shocking that they're not big fans of education, dude.
Yeah.
Absolutely mind-boggling. But then they were just like, for the rest of the time, they would talk unnecessarily loud.
Yep.
They're drunk, and just what pisses me off about those type of people, they've never been punched in the face.
Yeah,
they've always been they've always been allowed to be dickheads and just the worst people ever.
Yeah.
And it's like everybody else in there, even the random people, not just the comedians, was enjoying the show. They were laughing, they were involved. It's just those two fucking pussies in the corner were just like and like made the whole thing about them. And it's like, you're lame as shit.
Get
dude.
Up. You can just get leave up. Or get up.
It's not, we're downtown.
Yeah.
There's a million places to go.
Oh,
get out and leave, dude, with nobody. Like, nobody there is fucking with you. Your coworkers are like, yeah, I'm sorry about that guy. He's a dickhead.
Yeah.
And that's a bad thing.
And the thing is, they work there, so they know it's going to be a comedy show. It's not like it was just put up on them at the last second. They knew it was going to be a comedy show. You work at this fucking place. I guarantee there's no, we don't have any comedians that would be dicks to the staff. No. Everywhere we go, the staff loves us. We tip well. We fucking always buy shit for the establishment. And every one of them likes us. I never even remember this guy, but I will be looking for him from now on. Mm-hmm. I want to spit in his face. I don't know how I can relay this in such a way. And Dan, calm me down. Thank Dan Price. Where he was like, because he was like, come over here. He was like, you got something? Because I told him, I was like, I'm just a regular nigga up here. I will be off this stage.
Yeah.
So. You know, I'll be waiting outside. So whenever your set was, the skinny one started to walk like he was going outside. I just left. I was like, oh, I'm going up here to smoke a cigarette, wait for him to come out. And I will call him a bitch ass, punk ass. I'm glad he didn't, because I probably would have smacked him. Because I would have been like, just like you said, you've never been hit in the face.
Mm-hmm.
A good smacking. You know what I'm saying? A good smacking. Some people need it. And I think police should be on my side on this.
Tough love, dude. Yeah. Well, first of all, every comedian would have been like, we didn't see anything. I don't know what that guy's talking about, dude. Let me talk to him. I have a way with the police. Dude.
I just stand behind Dan.
Dan would have to. He'd probably do better.
Dan would be like, hey, let's calm this down.
Fellas.
like a mafia movie. Hey, calm it down there for me. Shit gets real.
Yeah,
nigga.
Dude, I was sitting next to Jake, and once you got up there and they started heckling you, he was like getting up out of his seat, and I just had to grab him. I was like, Jake, we've been over this, man. and I told him, I was like, those guys are gonna call the cops if you hit them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they're not real Americans, dude. They don't believe in, you know, freedom.
Yeah, no. I like a guy, even if he was talking shit like that, and he was like, let's go outside, and then he got his ass whooped because these dudes had no chance of any kind of physical altercation with any, I think any of us, to be honest with you.
Put together had no testosterone.
No. Yeah.
Nothing, dude.
I mean, the least.
Yeah.
But have the nerve to talk the most.
Yeah.
But
Tammy would have beat these guys' ass.
Oh,
Tammy
would have fucked them up. 100%. Fucking,
Tammy would have fucked them up. She looks like she got some spice to her.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't fight her, dude.
Oh, because so they're part of Kim's Shenanigans stand-up class. That we talked about on Kim's episode.
They do
a stand-up class at Shenanigans, and they got good stuff. I like the her.
Tammy's good.
Tammy's good.
She's really
funny. She has a really good joke. And then the long hair guy, I can't remember his name.
The dude from Tennessee?
There was two.
Yeah.
But the first one that went up.
Yeah, he was good.
He was good.
Fentanyl Jesus.
Yeah, Fentanyl Jesus. Yeah, he had some good shit.
He was very funny.
So Kim's over there teaching it right. So if you ever... Even if you're already doing stand-up and you just want to learn some more, go check it out.
Yeah, shout out that. I think that dude's name was Matt.
Matt Atkins.
He was Matt Atkins?
Yes, Matt Atkins.
Well, you know, he's a white dude. 50% chance his name is Matt or Joshua.
Yeah, you got it right on the dot, buddy.
You just call me buddy?
Yeah, and then winked. I don't know why I did that. That was,
I didn't see the wink. You didn't have to admit to that. We'll see it on the camera later.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you will. You're gonna be
Brandon,
like,
I want it.
Huh? There you go.
You turned your whole head to wink. Wink, Brandon. Well, you just blinked because you did both your eyes.
There you go. Hey, all right, now what were you saying?
Can we? Go ahead.
Oh, I got nothing.
Oh, remember we were practicing for the Kanye skit. Can you go ahead in that camera and do when Kanye said George Bush doesn't like black people?
Doesn't care about black people.
George Bush doesn't care about. Oh,
yeah. Remember? Remember what we talked about?
Yeah. Hold up.
Eggs.
I'm Kanye.
You're the shit.
George Bush doesn't care about black people. Oh, he did a comedy.
He did a comedy.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
There you go.
That's pretty good.
That sounded like Cleveland Brown more. I didn't like that. He ain't country.
It's like music to my ears.
Energy. Your energy has to be, you know, at a standstill.
George Bush doesn't believe in black people.
Oh, George Bush doesn't believe in black. He understands they're all too real, bro.
Slavery was a choice. I didn't mean that. I'm Kanye. You know what? I do mean that because I'm God, nigga. That's Kanye, right?
There you go. That was really good.
I got into my role because I'm really like good. That. Hey. I got light bulb sucking for y'all.
That is a Kanye. Hell yeah,
Opioids
dude.
Opioids is the genius killer.
He knows him.
Oh, my God.
He's on it.
I've been studying it. I'm finna watch the documentary.
There's a Kanye doc?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I would watch it.
Oh, yeah.
It's on Netflix.
Yes, it is. Netflix.
Mm-hmm. I don't have Netflix, dude.
For real?
I got you, man.
I'm not a fucking corporate loser, dude. I'm poor. They keep upping those prices.
They do
dude.
Up the prices. Now, mm-hmm. like the bottom tier, you have to watch ads. What? Yeah. Like the one Jake has, of course, because he's poor. But
there's some other things.
Yeah, he's probably not. He's not poor. He just doesn't spend money because we know why.
Yeah.
We don't want to say who they are, but.
I don't want to say what ethnicity Jake
is. Think of what Kanye would say.
But he's a Jewish guy.
Yeah.
But on his, you got to watch ads.
Yeah.
Which is crazy for Netflix. That's the whole reason you get Netflix.
His last name is one consonant away from being money, dude.
Oh, yeah.
J Money.
Yeah, they messing with video games, too. Like, you see how PlayStation Plus is going up now? Isn't it like $25 a month?
Damn. That's steep.
Yeah, I think, and no, wait, actually, it's different modes. Like, the first one is, like, I think the cheapest might be 15. If you want the plus, it's, like, up to 25. And if you get, like, there's another one where you get all the PlayStation games from, like, back in your day, PlayStation 1.
They had PlayStations in the 1950s, dude?
Oh, man, I know, right? Prototypes.
Young-ass niggas.
My bad, Atari.
Yeah, Pong, dude.
Oh, man, that's a good game. I played some people in it. Beat them too.
And Pong?
Is that a two-player game?
Yeah.
I'd never played Pong.
Yeah, Pong. Yeah, back in the day, that's how you would.
I'm not that old.
That's beer Pong, Brandon.
Oh, you talking about beer Pong? PBR. I was talking about shit where they go like the. I never did beer Pong.
Oh, yeah. We got to teach a beer
Can
Pong.
You look
I have
up,
a beer Pong table, dude.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Can you look up Chugger Knights?
Chugger Knights?
Yeah.
Well, you're getting close today.
That's what this is called. I sent you this on Instagram.
I know,
man.
But the way you just said it.
What did he say?
It's that thing right there. It's like the Rock'em Sock'em Robots of alcoholism. It's like they got like a little shield and a little sword. You put a tall boy or one of those slim cans in those things, and it pokes a hole in it with the sword. It's like Rock'em Sock'em Robots for alcoholics, dude. And you got to shotgun it if you lose.
That's fun.
JJ wants to play this, but he's the lightest drinker out of all of them.
I want
to
play it,
He will be fucked
but
up
But I like
after
games,
two.
Man.
Okay.
Dude, my dynasty in Retro Bowl College right now, dude, just won the major championship in my first season as South Florida's head coach, dude. Our facilities declined in the offseason, but we're coming back, dude. Our quarterback got drafted in the first round, had to sign a new one for $35,000, dude. These NIL deals are killing the game, dude. I understand why Saban retired.
Damn.
Can you believe this, Brandon?
I don't know shit about football, man. Dude, and that's weird because I played it.
What position did you play?
Let's see. I was in the front line in middle school.
This thing is
you in the Army?
Well, you in the military. JRTC? Okay, so I was in the, what is this, the defensive line, something like that.
Were you on D-line or O-line?
I think I was D-line.
So you played defense?
Yes.
You weren't protecting the quarterback or?
No. I mean, yes, I was. I was in the front trying to stop. What they would do is they would put a dude in front of me, and they'd be like, you just try to stop this guy. They'd always give me the biggest motherfucker. I told you I was short and fat, and they'd be the dude 6'5". Yeah.
Brandon, what level were you playing at?
Man, it was middle school, so we were all just, I don't even know.
If you had a 6'5", dude, in middle school.
These days,
dude, he was so big.
Antibiotics and chicken.
Yeah.
Dude, the dude he tackled before me was this other guy that was big as hell, and he picked him up, threw him on the ground. I never seen a middle, what did they call him, young adult cry like he did that night, man.
An adolescent.
Yeah.
A young adult.
Like, he was whimpering and all that shit. I was like, damn, man. And then they're like, Brandon, we need a replacement. I was like, fuck it.
I did. You went out there.
Oh, hell
you
yeah.
You had a business?
Yes. No, man. This was the time I didn't know how to do shit. This was before wrestling days.
So what
man,
happened?
I was horrible. Man, I fell every time. My mom was mad. She would be up there mad and just be like, son, you supposed to block the motherfucker. What are you doing? Yeah. And then one time I remember they were blowing the whistle and another dude didn't know what the fuck to do. He was just holding on my jersey as they were blowing the whistle. And I'm like, why is he still on me? But yeah, it was horrible. Like, everybody in my family.
I know who Brandon was right now. I could see him.
Who was I?
No, it's just one of the people.
I know who he is, dude. Yeah. Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
If like,
that was fucking bad. I never caught shit, though. You know I can't catch shit.
Well, yeah, you're an offensive lineman. You didn't have to catch.
You don't really need to catch any. You're not an eligible receiver.
Yeah, I couldn't do nothing in football. I don't even know why I went push. On that thing.
But every time somebody would just touch you, you would fall, right?
Oh, back then, I was bad. It was bad.
Brandon was getting touched all the time.
Yeah. I almost got messed up earlier. I almost got sex trafficked. I feel like I was driving.
So today, Brandon has gotten a car accident and almost got sold into sex slavery.
Yeah, same
tell him
time.
About it, Brandon.
So, all in a day's work.
I was driving home, and then like I passed like near a Target near a university, and this lady like
I worked there. I got fired.
This lady ran out in the middle of the road and started doing this and waving, and I at first I slowed down for a minute, and I was like, hell no. Nah. And I kept going, and she jumped out the way, and I saw like a dude in the truck just doing this the whole time. And I don't know what the fuck that meant, but that was very weird. Head. And it may be. No, maybe to it. Hell yeah, that's why I kept going. But second part, then I'm going through this thing, and I got hit. My first one.
Roundabout, right?
Yes, I hate roundabouts.
Those are confusing sometimes.
Those are horrible.
You just yield to the person on the left.
Yeah, you yield to the person on the left. But she didn't yield, she hit you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was bad.
Didn't get out the car because you were black.
No, I did.
No, you got out the car.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She wouldn't even look at you, right?
I knew what the deal was. I knew it. Yeah, she wouldn't. Yeah, I knew. At first, I was like, hey. I was like, yeah, I know. I know. Let me just take these pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Just got in the car.
Bitch better have insurance, too.
Yeah.
What kind of car she have?
Man, it looked newer.
Newer car?
Really, it was
wait,
really
there's
nice.
A photo. There's a photo.
No, I didn't see it.
It was really nice, though.
Huh?
Really nice.
It's quality vehicle.
Mine, but like a 2015 above. It was a nicer than not car, right? She got insurance then.
It was nice. I'm just proud of my car staying up because that shows my car is tough. I love it.
Okay, yeah.
Oh,
same
damn.
Same car as mine thing. Yeah.
Like she kept
did you
going
hit Brandon?
The Civic. Nah, come on. You know I got Gray Thunder.
The Gray White.
Gray Thunder.
Gray Thunder.
Gray Goose maybe.
Got that too.
Road beer. Yeah, maybe it was one of those CRVs or the Passport.
Yeah, so it was a crazy day.
Hell yeah.
I was so chill, though, man. Like, there was a dude outside. He was like, oh, my gosh, you okay? And I just rolled down the window. I was like, yeah, man, I'm good. Go walk your dog. And I was so chill. It was good. It's good.
All right. That's it. That's it for us today. Oh, we got Ogre on. Oh. And it's a surprise is going to be in there.
Yeah.
And it's good.
This is the last time you'll see me for a while, dude.
All right, y'all. See you next week. Or in a second.
This week's featured comedian.
This bulge in the front of my pants? There's not one. Me and Dad went to shit in my front pockets to throw you off the scent. You see this gut, ladies?
Yes, sir.
I'm not a eating shit, girl. I'll get y'all 6 or 7 times and just push those squirrel covers over out of the way. Squirrel covers. You'll think about that later on tonight. It'll put up in your mouth and come a little bit. But either way, I'm doing the Lord's work.
Are you use headphones or no headphones?
Yeah, I'm going to use them.
I like to hear Dom's voice.
Yeah, me too.
It's real directly into my ears.
All right.
Damn, girl.
Who do we have here today, JJ?
I'm torn, dude.
Why?
I'm real torn. I love our guest.
Uh-huh.
I really do. I'm not looking forward to what we have to do this episode.
They don't know what we got to do, JJ.
They're going to find out. They're going to find out. They're going to find out.
But how about you tell us about our guest today?
Our guest today, actually, the second person ever I saw perform stand-up comedy in person. Second person ever.
Dos.
He's on the new Be Kind, Don't Rewind podcast that drops every Thursday over on the Studio Jester YouTube channel.
Shout out.
He's a hell of a comedian. Guys, today we have Ogre.
Yeah. Hey! Yeah. Thank you for coming on, big
hell
dog.
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
Huntsville favorite, one of my favorites. Oh, my God, Ogre, when you go up there, it's a pleasure.
It is.
I always tell people, I tell people all the time about whenever the first time Min was at Shenanigans and you won because, oh my God. And you just went bam. She loved it too. I don't know what everybody does. She loved it.
I just wanted
it.
To tell 5 minutes of dumb jokes.
So tell us about your podcast that you got with the great Kim.
This is where we take movies that you've ever. You watch when you were younger or whatever, mm-hmm. You know, you have fond memories of, and we just go back and watch them again. And just if they didn't age well, we shit all over them. And if they were good, then we praise them or whatever. It's been really fun so far.
Oh, it's fun. I was on it and we had a great time. Somebody else was on it recently, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Our sweet little baby boy, Brandon.
Hey, be smooth.
Yeah.
What'd y'all watch?
We watched Rocky. The world's best movie. You want to tell them all about our bet now?
Mm-hmm. So, you know, when I watch Rocky, I get motivated. I got motivated at the wrong time. Put up some eggs. Oh, I could do that shit. So now we're here, and we're going to eat rotten eggs. I mean, raw eggs.
raw eggs.
Not rotten. Raw eggs. Two. Not one. Two. Because mm-hmm. we're not pussies.
Hell yeah. And they got me and JJ to go along, who had no idea about this. Yeah. But somehow we're involved.
I'm not going to be the guy that doesn't do the eggs.
Come on.
Man.
We're all doing
them.
That's
what I'm saying. I smelled them earlier and I thought my asshole was about to fall out of my body. Dude.
Goodness. That took a turn, man.
Yeah.
All right. The great Kimberly Wilson is going to present us.
Thank you.
Yeah, beautiful eggs.
I did not want to do it. I want a square one. I mean a circle. I mean, I guess
they're
so.
All circles. All
right.
It's got a singular shape. That's actually the most circular one.
Yeah.
It don't matter. They're all full of fucking eggs, man.
Here you go. Oh yeah, Jack's doing one too.
Brandon's
got to
get his.
Mm-hmm. All right. Brandon, you're first.
Let me take this off just to be safe. Mm-hmm. Can I get the bucket just in case?
Yeah.
You got a trash can.
Right there.
Unreal.
You're getting greedy. You're getting greedy for what you're doing.
Careful. All right. Y'all ready?
Ready.
Are you ready?
You brought this shit on yourself.
Let's go, Brandon.
Nothing.
Done.
Let's let it sit there for a second. You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Your face is saying something.
I'm good. That's good. It.
All right. Is it on you, JJ?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
I wait for this.
Just don't think about it.
Oh, my gosh. The level of I don't want to do this.
I'm with you. Oh.
Shit, don't think about it.
Swallow it.
You ain't ever gonna make it in lockup. Swallow it.
Oh no, I can't do it, man. I can't do it, dude.
Well,
did you swallow any of it?
No, man. No, dude.
I don't know how to do this, but I'm gonna do it. You done? Or are you gonna try to swallow it again?
Yeah, go around. I'll come back to it.
He said, "I'll come back to it."
Just like swallowing a gold. Just don't think about it.
Don't look at it.
Do what I did.
I got it.
It's a sipping drink.
Yeah.
Don't stop.
Oh, if I can do it, bro. stop trying to make me laugh. I'm doing this.
Do it,
bro. I can't do it, bro. I can't do it.
You almost got one to your mouth.
You almost did.
Jesus Christ. These are real. I don't think I can do it. I don't think I can physically do it, bro.
I couldn't make myself swallow it, man.
Fuck out of here!
He's so angry. Why is he angry, dude? Yeah.
That's real.
Yeah,
that's real right here, Ogre.
Well, you gotta eye fuck me and the shit.
You brought this to the table.
No, that was your boy over there.
Not me.
Your chest 20. All poked out. I just called him on his bullshit.
Oh god. Need some salt.
Yeah. I was thinking about putting a little salt and pepper in it. Yeah,
a little salt would have made it go down way smoother.
A little Tabasco or something, Texas Pete.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. All right.
All right, ready for me now?
Ready for you. I'm still in there.
Bitch asses.
Hell yeah.
Come on. Jack, that's just go. All right, so. Hey, can you do his camera, Athena, over to Jack a little bit?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
I just hold it.
Okay. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh my God, JJ, me and you are just bitches.
What it seems like. Now everybody else did it, so I have to do it.
Go ahead.
I have to drink out of this fucking bowl.
You got this.
Okay.
You got it.
Just don't think about it.
Dude.
Come on, you got it.
You just
got
to swallow. It's the only way.
Oh, he keeps on putting. He can't do it. Hold on. I'm going to put some music on for him.
They're gone, dude.
Oh, you did it?
I did.
Oh, man.
I did. I did them one at a time.
Oh, yeah.
And I have you know, when I spit these out, like, I spit after that, too.
Yeah, let me drink the water.
So, actually, you guys are pussies.
You just better be glad you drank them finally. If you hadn't even held my pocket after this episode.
Oh, shit.
It's everywhere.
That's an easy 20 grams of protein, dude.
Best intro to a fucking podcast you ever
seen. We did it.
Hell yeah.
I was way more nervous for that than any stand-up set I've ever done, man.
It didn't feel right when it hit the lips.
Yeah.
You have to, you it's completely
like
can't let it touch it.
Almost like you're not supposed to eat it like that, dude.
Yeah, you just gotta ignore it. I was like, oh, it's trying to kick out. Try to run.
I am gonna keep this over here, though.
Yeah.
They come back to haunt me, man.
I've eaten eggs way worse. Shout out Huddle House.
We did it.
Oh my gosh, man.
So, Ogre, you're Huntsville favorite. I haven't met anybody who says they don't love you or you're fucking material. You're a fucking monster. I just want you to know that. And I said it on the podcast when Kim was here, but I thought you didn't like me at first. Because I was trying to give you a fist bump.
I probably didn't see you at first.
Yeah, I know. I didn't realize you were blind as shit. I was like, damn, man, Ogre doesn't like me. No, you don't want Ogre not to like you. But we love to fucking have you. I'm so happy to be a part of seeing with you, bro. Big dog. See, I just look like I just try to do it again.
I'm blind as shit. You trying to drink some more of it?
No.
Oh, I know what the fuck he's doing. I'm blind as shit, and I know I look racist as fuck, but I'm completely colorblind. Like, everybody's just gray. Everybody.
Hey.
Everybody's aliens.
Hell yeah.
I like when you called, we were at Shaq Nasty's, you called somebody a blur.
Yeah.
And she was like, who is he talking to? Yeah. You're the blur.
You fuzzy bitch. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, shit. You want to talk about that joke you did at Shaq Nasty's that you missed up?
Oh, my God.
I think that's what we should talk about because I knew it as soon as it happened.
I got a joke where I say I know I look racist or whatever, and I say how I haven't said colored in 3 weeks, and I was talking about colored pencils I still took a talking to. But then I go – where's all my black people at? But I had just got done saying the word colored, so I said, where are my colored people at? Out loud into a fucking microphone. Yeah. I was like, well, that shit just happened. That's funny. And all you can do is just keep going. Yes. Like, well, I'm going to get my ass up in the parking lot or not.
And it went, I think it went over most people's heads.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Everybody's just like, oh, that's part of his bit.
Yeah. Well,
it looks like he says it.
If you're going to do it, Shag Nasty's is the place to do it.
That is true. Sure. That is true. Yeah. I'm still crying from this shit. I really have tears in my eyes right now.
It wasn't that bad.
Nah, it's not bad now.
I wasn't bad.
I'm over with it.
I feel like I have a parasite inside of me, man.
I mean, I don't want to eat no raw bacon to finish out the Grand Slam or nothing.
No. No, that's too far there.
How long you been doing stand-up, man?
June will be 6 years.
Damn.
Hell yeah, man.
A vet. And you've been on a lot of shit.
I try.
You know what I'm saying?
I've been on as much shows as I can get a ride to.
I want to know
they
about
this,
They
don't let you drive?
Man. Huh?
They don't let you drive?
Fuck no, they don't let me drive.
I thought I saw a video of you driving, man.
Oh, you saw the end of it too, didn't you?
That's fiery wreck.
Yeah. I plowed into my buddy's trailer.
For real?
Yeah, my son had a Crown Vic, and he let me drive it in my buddy's field. And I got him. I just fucking hammered down. I whipped it around a couple times and drove straight into the side of a little to pull behind trailer.
Are you fucking saying?
Did you not see the video, dude?
No, I didn't see the video.
I sent it to him.
Oh, unbelievable!
Huh? You said you sent it to me.
I don't think I did. Oh. I sent it to. I might have. Hell yeah, it's on Instagram. Probably I sent it to you.
With Instagram, you know, that's hit text message. Don't tell the people out there, but I don't fuck with that shit.
He looks like tech support. Doesn't know how to use it.
You're probably better at Instagram than me, for sure.
If my glasses don't work half, see, I'll be all right. For a blind guy, I send a lot of people a bunch of dumb shit.
Oh, you sent me some amazing stuff, man. Free bird on the harp? Dude,
oh,
I've never seen anything like it, man.
She has an awesome cover of Queen's Love of My Life, too. That's pretty good.
Damn,
is she hot?
Oh, she's pretty, my gosh. Man.
I'm so damn old now at this point, I feel like an old pervert saying anybody's hot other than Kathy Bates. Shout out Kathy Bates.
Oh, yeah. You said her name, Kathy Bates?
Kathy Bates.
Oh, hell, Brandon doesn't know who that is.
Yeah, I don't know who
you probably
is.
Do.
Yeah, if you're saying it, you know who it is.
She has one of the best movies where she hits the dude's legs.
Misery.
Yeah. I just watched that not too long ago.
She's Unsinkable Molly Brown, The Titanic.
Yep.
Man, a wonderful. Yeah, she was... the mama on The Water Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mama said.
She'd get it. A buddy of mine was like, would you rather sleep with Kathy Bates or Nicole Kidman? And I was like, I think I'd rather sleep with Kathy Bates. I feel like she'd appreciate it more.
And you're right. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Then who, Nicole Kidman?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Doesn't do anything for me.
She used to be hot. She had creepy, skinny old witch hands now.
Yeah. It's something about her, like she's not there behind the eyes.
Yeah, she just looks like a villain, man.
Yeah.
Like Game of Thrones. Wide shut parties.
Would you go to the P. Diddy party?
What do I
get? If he was like Ogre, he's seen you do stand up. He's like, hey, come on. Let's come over. Stop by.
I'd get me a pair of chastity boxers first. Yeah. I like rap, but not that much.
I didn't see shit.
That's true. I heard a lot, but I didn't see nothing.
Yeah. That's a win.
So, look, you were doing comedy through the pandemic. Mm-hmm. All right. You used to do drive through shows?
I never did one of the drive through shows. You drinking whiskey? I smell from here.
Yeah, of course, I'm drinking whiskey.
Jesus.
Do you know who I am?
Oh, yeah. I'm fully aware.
Yeah, you always smell like that, dude.
Yeah.
Good old whiskey.
Well, you got to drown the eggs down with whiskey. That's the only way.
Really?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, drive through?
I didn't do any of the. It was like the drive in at Shenanigans when the pandemic, they were only anybody perform.
Uh-huh.
So you had to sit in your car.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
Oh, okay. Somebody's getting a whooping after this. Is that something you tell guy?
He advertises all the shows.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I advertise the fuck out of Shenanigans. It's an awesome place.
But yeah.
I don't.
He's nice of a person. He doesn't just do his own.
Yeah.
Shout out Shenanigans.
Hell yeah.
You know what else? You know what else Shenanigans is doing? On May 10th, Killer Clowns live show. It will be badass. We got crowd participation, bucket pool spots. I'm so worried JJ's about to lose it right now. Are you okay?
No, dude, I'm just like Rocky, dude. I got knocked down, but I'm getting back up.
Wait. What's wrong?
Holy shit.
What happened?
I don't know, man. I think they made me drunk a little bit, dude.
I know what they mean.
I feel different, bro. I'll never be the same.
Yeah. Something about two raw eggs just summons the inner bitch in you. Come on now. Sack up on me.
Makes you stronger, man.
Yeah. Strong like bull.
How you beat Apollo Creed, you know? How you going to beat him?
I'm not fighting him, dude.
Oh, no. Rocky did.
What will be... All right, so your podcast... Please be kind. Don't rewind. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Saying that right? Because I got dyslexia. So sometimes I switch words around. But what would be your movie from your childhood?
Oh, man. I don't even know.
Mm-mm. You got to give us one.
I want to say Princess Bride, but that's...
Okay. That was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably Princess Bride.
Andre the Giant.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, Brandon, I think you and Ogre got something to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
He's been favorite excited about era. This. He's been so excited about this.
Yeah. Love the 80s wrestling.
Hell yeah.
That's better than anything today.
I always said Andre the Giant was my hero, not because we're both abnormally large, but I too will probably be dead of a heart attack at 46.
Brandon's face.
Put Andre back.
Yeah, cover your ears, Andre. You don't need to hear that shit.
You don't know yet. It's okay.
Yeah. Ain't nobody told him.
He knows.
Yeah, my dad, he had a little ceramic basset hound.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking
about? I know exactly what you're talking
about. He had one of those, and after he died, I was cleaning his apartment out, and I set the basset hound in the passenger seat of my work truck, and I was unloading everything at the house, and my wife was all like, "Did you get everything?" And I covered the little dog's ears up. I said, "Shh, he don't know yet." He said, "What the hell wrong with you?"
Oh, yeah, that's me with anything, man. I don't care if I'm talking about anybody. I cover their ears.
Mm-hmm,
she knows.
They don't even know.
She knows.
Can I sub Jack in, dude? I'm about to be sick.
You for real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I am so sick.
Hey, come on, Jack.
Oh, my gosh, man. Oh, man. Feel bad.
I do.
But I don't feel bad.
I just lost sound, though, somewhere.
You did?
Yeah, oh, just make sure the things are sitting in. So, look, everybody, Jack.
Uh-huh.
Barely a difference. Barely a difference. It's just a little bigger.
Oh, yeah. I was looking over there when I was talking about the live podcast we're going to do, and I was looking at him. I was like, oh, he's really hurting. He was like linked down in the chair. I hope you can see it. He was just like, oh. I was like, oh, shit.
He lost all spine control and shit.
Hell yeah.
He was all bowed up.
He had his hands right in front of his belly. It was...
Yeah,
you could see it. It was
me too. Once he finished it, I knew this shit was going overboard.
You guys talk shit about him in the comments, please.
Yeah, he's
he needs this.
Like, I froed up. Oh Lord,
Jack, what'd you find funny about Ogre in all your research?
He said nothing.
Everything about him. Everything about him is funny. I know you had we put down that you stole three kidneys and used one, at least one, for a transplant.
Fair enough.
What happened to the other two?
Well, the two I originally, my original equipment petered out on me because I got a lazy ass pancreas.
Mm. Mm. So you got a lot of what? And you went, what happened when you went blind?
What caused it?
Yeah.
Oh, work and caught an 1,800-pound dishwasher machine in the side of the head and knocked both my retinas loose.
God damn. It
could always be worse, I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Probably not.
Waiting for the Lord and this big old dick, I don't know what I'd do.
But I love it because you keep on rolling with the punches and you're the funniest motherfucker. Everybody knows if they got to follow you, it's going to be a problem. It is. Every time you come out, that's a treat for all of us. We get to see it.
This hat's getting tight. My big ass head y'all give me.
You deserve it, dude. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
you're like whenever I first came in, it was like a lore because I would only see you at Shenanigans, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you and Heath
If you guys don't know, he's the one that went with Heath down to Austin.
Yeah.
And then I talked to like Heath right before that, and he was like, he's going with you. Mm-hmm. And that's the time I thought you still didn't like me because I didn't get a fifth. But every time I see you go up, it was so badass. How'd you like Austin?
It was pretty cool. We hit a bunch of open mics. We didn't eat barbecue the whole time we were there.
You didn't?
Uh-uh.
Oh, dude. You come with me.
Oh, yeah. We'll
go to Terry Black's.
Ooh.
Yeah, we had fun. It was, our lives definitely changed after we got back from that flight to Austin.
What happened?
Well, he came back and then stayed a week, got rid of his dog, and moved back to Austin and blew up on Kiltonian. I got back and went to the emergency room and had half my foot removed. Spent a month in the hospital.
So about the same.
Yeah, same fucking thing.
Both got a story out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, both had a cool story.
Yeah. Now you're back walking around.
Hell yeah.
Like a fucking G.
Yeah. It's just weight reduction, baby. I'm faster. More aerodynamic.
And the foot didn't slow you down. I saw you did some wheelchair comedy.
I did. Yeah, I was already booked. Fuck it. I can't go cancel a show.
What'd you do that at?
The Cross-Eyed Owl. Ash Kennedy had me booked on a show.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, I was there for that one. I remember that. Yeah, that was a good show.
Hell, yeah.
I went up there with a wheelchair and fucked them up then.
And did amazing.
I did roll-up comedy. I ain't scared. I went from the wheelchair to crutches to back in my stylish yet affordable New Balances.
Did you notice if you got more laughs in the wheelchair or if it helped you at all?
I think it was more of a, aw. Him's trying.
Man, what the fuck was I about to ask you?
Ain't no telling.
Hold on. I got to think about it. Brandon, yeah. Hit him with one of your wrestling ones. Because he's been wanting to talk to you about this for a minute.
Well, since we're talking. Well, we basically got through. First, I need to know if you were an LJN fan. You said you had all of them. And then the dog fucked some of them up, which really hurt me inside, especially being a former collector. And yeah, that's all I got to say about wrestling, man. If you fuck with the action figures, that's my big thing.
I had bought some more probably 5 or 6 years ago, just to let the kids fuck with them or whatever. And I got rid of them because another little kid in the neighborhood wanted some shit or whatever. So I gave him a bunch of fuck ton of Hot Wheels and all those wrestling figures. Only one I kept was Superfly Jimmy Snuka.
You mean the LJN Superfly Snuka one? Or
the I don't know. It was, I bought them at a yard sale. I don't even know what kind they were. My blind ass couldn't tell you. I'm not even entirely sure it's Superfly Jimmy Snuka. Okay. It's just some dude. I was like, I don't give a shit. Like, it's Superfly Jimmy Snuka to me.
Yeah, but the reason I was excited is because I've never found anybody that loves the golden era of wrestling. Everybody talk about today and attitude, but nobody ever talks about Jake.
It's not gonna stop until you stop it.
Oh,
I didn't even notice. I was so into it.
It says glucose monitor.
You good?
Oh, they died one hell.
I know. I thought I heard. I was like, what?
That would be great.
Yeah,
that would be great views.
Damn, Jack.
Right. Jack Douglas from the left with the left hook.
Yeah, come in hot. Cut this bitch off.
You ain't got to cut it off, huh? I see you're all right now.
I'm good. She was checking if I was good.
You guys better be good. I mean, I was a bitch because at first, but now it's out of
I'm perfect now. I can have two more.
There's two left. You get see your spoonful of hell. Oh,
come on, man. Y'all challenge me. No, I'm not. Not now. Maybe.
Afterwards. Maybe afterwards. No, look, this is what I was going to tell you. So everybody out there, look at me. Ogre, I know he's partially blind, but he said I look like Big J Ogerson.
Yeah.
Yeah. I look like Big J.
What's wrong with that?
I don't look like Big J Ogerson.
Okay, let's see. I'm searching him up.
Look him up.
But I love Big J. I seen you got a shout out from
him.
Oh, yeah.
Would you do a show with him? Or?
No. What's this? This kind of fucked up. He came to Stand Up Live. And I happened to have a show the 8th of the next month or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, oh, man, he came out to do the meet and greet. He waited till everybody fanned out or whatever. And so he comes out, and I'm talking to him. And I was like, it'd be so fucking cool if you would record a promo for me. Because, like, it was my first time to perform at Maggie Myers at the time. And I was featuring for Mark Viola.
Okay.
And I was like, it'd be so cool if you record a promo for me. He's like, yeah, man, I'll do that. And I didn't tell him my fucking name or nothing. He just was all like, what's got nine fingers and lots of laughs or whatever. And then
that's badass.
I was listening to The Bonfire, the podcast he did with Dan Soder. Now it's Bobby Kelly.
Uh-huh.
But they were talking about meeting fans and doing meet and greet stuff. He's like, oh, yeah, I don't mind. I'll take a picture with anybody. He's like, I really hate those assholes that want you to record videos. And I was like, I wonder if he means me. Because it was like the next fucking week.
Damn. He remembered like,
you. Excuse me, I'm going to go fucking hang myself now.
I love Big J, though. He comes down here. Like one of the comedians.
He goes to Nashville a lot.
Nashville, okay.
Yeah.
But he was here for Burt Kreischer's.
The Fully Loaded tour, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's where I seen him.
Me and Kimberly went to that.
Okay. Yeah. Do you know what's fucking crazy? I didn't know any. I don't think I ever did stand up at this time. And everybody I talked to was there. Everybody. You were there. Cam was there.
Mm-hmm.
I think Dan hosted the shirt. What's that shit called? Take your shirt off. Best dad bod. It was like a best dad bod competition. JJ was in it. So, and they didn't even know. It's like, all this is so crazy. Jalen, Alex, I can't remember who else, but they were all right there, like, in almost like diagonally. We've probably seen each other multiple times. That's crazy.
Patrick was there too. I remember
Pat was there. Why'd you call him Patrick?
Oh, it's just, I don't know why I do that. It depends on the, sometimes I'll be like Pat or Patrick. It's Pat.
Big Pat, big bowl crusher.
Oh, yeah.
Big
what's,
Pat.
What's the, you got any good comedian stories? People like behind the scenes?
Oh, man. Not that I can get anybody in trouble with, and I'm no fun. I don't got any tea to spill. Sorry.
It could be a crazy, like when somebody told me that Chris Kattan was hyped up in the stand up live dressing room, just something like that.
Oh yeah, Donnie Baker, he's passed away now. Shout out, RIP Ron Sexton. But that was probably the chillest, cool dude in person. Like when he wasn't on stage being just a lunatic.
Yeah,
he was just all calm, real sweet. He was a nice guy.
See, those are the good ones.
Yeah, I got to open for him one time.
Oh, that's
at stand up live. It was awesome.
Hell yeah. You like opening for people, like the bigger names?
I mean, yeah, well, they cut that check at the end of the weekend. It's nice. I ain't gonna argue with that.
But are the crowds, like, receptive to you? Because, you know, they're there to see somebody else.
Yeah,
and then when you get up, how do they usually, are they usually hyped about it? Or is it, like, medium or low level?
I'm usually up on stage while they're getting their drink orders and shit. So I'm there to keep it occupied until the feature gets up there. So I love doing it though.
Okay.
A few times I've gotten to do it.
I always wondered how that would be.
Same here.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Okay.
It's fun.
Hell yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to ask, how many places have you traveled to? Like, how many places have you performed in?
Oh, fuck. Just all over the Southeast.
Hell yeah.
I've done a bunch in Florida, Mississippi, Georgia, Tennessee, obviously, Alabama, Indiana once. I get around anywhere I can get a ride to, man.
I know you went to, Niceville, Florida with Roy Hairston?
Yeah, yeah. Me and Roy used to travel a whole bunch before my foot decided it wanted to be on a sale half off. Yeah, a wild story, Roy. He's out there in Panama City Beach. And the deal we had was we had an open tab at the bar we were doing the show at. And I was drinking these craft. There was like a little microbrewery craft soda shop or whatever. And they were like $8 diet sodas. I drank about 9 of them some bitches. But Roy was drinking like $17 glasses of mead. And he was fucking gone. So
hell, is this the 1400s? He's drinking mead.
Yeah.
Wait, what is mead?
It's just honey. It's like a honey wine instead of fruit. But we was talking shit to these guys that were playing chess before the show started.
Mm-hmm.
And then Roy's up there just sloshed. And he's like, man, I'm done with this show. I'm going to whoop y'all's ass at chess. And they're like, whatever. So these guys stuck around. He mainly said they'd stay around and watch the show or whatever. But after the show, Roy Silverman just like slumps in the chair and just, and when I say spank their fucking ass at chess, it was sad. The first game was sad.
Oh, he's a beast like that.
Yeah. Yeah, he snuck up on him. They got him.
You put money on it?
No, I didn't put no money on it. It was just a fuck you. You think you're going to beat me because I'm a comedian.
Yeah.
But yeah, the next time we came down there to the show again, we didn't have an open tab anymore.
Hell yeah,
we ruined it for everybody. I think it was like a two drink free or whatever.
Okay. I've met him one time at an apartment show.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, he was cool. Where does he do comedy?
And like he's in Fort Payne.
Okay, Fort Payne.
He just started an open mic out there too on Sundays, I believe. Mm.
He used to host the open mic at the station.
Yeah, he did a lot boxcar right around here.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he would drive all the way here to host that?
Damn.
Damn.
As Ogre, you used to host an open mic over at the Huntsville International Airport?
I did. That's
for real?
I wasn't too far into comedy, actually. And my wife was a waitress there at the restaurant. And the manager was all like, yeah, sure, whatever, you can do it. And I know it's not surprising, but I'm the one that got it canceled for saying the phrase, the N-word. I didn't say the N-word. I said T-H-E space N space word, and they canceled the shit of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm like, all right, whatever. They paid me in beer and food, so I'm like, oh, well, I guess I don't get free chicken wings. Oh, well.
Hold on, you guys are getting money for hosting things?
Yeah. For real.
What? I get 10% off at Pleasures.
Ooh.
Got one down on Tuesdays.
Hell yeah. That's a good deal.
I want to buy one of those.
Toys, guys.
Yeah. I want to buy one of those half torsos. It's just the ass.
I was thinking about it.
I want to put some boy shorts. If I didn't have a daughter living at home, I would. But I want to get one of those and put boy shorts on it and just leave it on the coffee table just to see how many of my friends walk by and slap it on the ass. Because you got to.
You got to.
They'll break down and smack it.
Yeah. Oh, the first time. Yeah. You have to smack it to see. Is it really?
So how much those cost? I'm just wondering. I'm not trying to.
I think at Pleasure is like you can get one for like $60, I believe.
Yeah, they don't hand them out.
Yeah, I think it depends on the material too. Mm-hmm. Like how realistic are you willing to get?
Okay.
How realistic do you want, Brandon?
Well, you know my bro, Vito, he would like.
Sure.
Let's see. I mean, he likes realistic shit. $60, that's not a bad deal these days, I heard. Back in the day, it was like.
I'm pretty sure that's one of the one on the lower ends, though.
Yeah.
60 is probably what you can probably. I'm guessing, duct tape too. Together. I don't know.
Okay.
the whole body is like $1,500.
Damn. Get those.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
Was that with the head and everything?
With
one
the
of those
head
things?
And everything. Like, you get wigs. Like, you get accessories.
With
it's
the
like
head
just
and everything.
Yeah. The least important part. Like, that's the part that I'm not worried about.
Yeah. So we in the future, right? Are we at that point where there's one that you click a button and it moves around and just gets ready for you? Like,
but I think that would be scary right now. Because what if one switch, you know what I'm saying, your shit's fucked up.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying?
You seen that that Whitney Cummings special where she's got her, she made the sex robot and she brings it out or whatever on stage? It's pretty fucking funny.
Let me see.
Yeah, I seen, she had it like on her podcast just sitting there a lot.
Yeah.
After she got done. It does look just like her too.
It's creepy.
Yeah. I don't think I could bang her. First of all, I'm not moving. I think moving it is worse than banging it. Like, if it was just appeared in your bed, yeah.
So it's but
if
not you got morally wrong. You're just lazy.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
I mean, no. I think.
I don't know when I move it. That bitch is heavy.
But look, you have. That's the whole thing to do this.
Damn.
I mean, like, when I'm busting and jacking off, I mean, I just need. Just a little video, and that's it. I don't want to do a whole bunch of other shit. Yeah. I don't get the appeal of it. I'm just now that I'm talking about it more.
Nah. Yeah, I'm about the economics of time.
Yeah.
I want to get out.
Do you know the post nut clarity after banging one of these things?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
You're probably damn near suicidal. Like, oh, what am I doing with myself? I used to be something.
Time to go get the Terminator.
Time to go get the glass wand and clean her out. They don't show that shit in the Dawn commercials, do they?
No, they don't.
Dude, that's a good commercial idea. That's a good idea, dude.
Just how good are those magic erasers?
That'll work for some people. You'd be like, oh, that's how you clean it.
Tired of your hall closet smelling like bleach. Clean your fuck doll.
It's how this man is every day. Hell yeah. You get nothing but bangers. And when you watch Please Be Kind, Don't Rewind. Damn it!
Be kind, I said it right the first
time. So close. It was so what is proud it? Of
Be
you.
Kind, Don't Rewind.
Be Kind, Don't Rewind.
There you go.
I got it right the first time, though.
Yes, he did.
Why am I adding Please?
Who's Most Deaf? Who's Jack Black? Have you seen the Be Kind, Don't Rewind movie?
Oh, I love that movie.
So it's a movie where Jack Black owns like a VHS store, like one of the last ones.
Is it not called that?
No, it was Most Deaf that owned it. Yeah, let me do it.
Rewind.
Okay. Yeah. We threw the donut in there. Mm-hmm. Because you don't have to rewind because you're just watching with friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember this
movie. It's good. You have two episodes out now.
Yeah. We've done Lady and the Tramp and
Molly Ringwald.
Yeah, 16 Candles.
16 right now, Candles. Yeah. I just watched it. I was telling Kim how I was laughing at the end. You were like, I've watched this. Try to watch the movie 6 times and steal this ending part. I've never seen it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then we did Scary Movie.
Absolutely.
Hey, and that's a banger. I went back and watched it and had just as much fun as I did the first 100 times or whatever I watched that movie. I love it. And we both were, like, me and you had a lot of the same timestamps.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
One of my favorite characters that, it's like he's not a main character. He's only in it probably 4 scenes. But Sydney's dad.
Yeah.
Sydney's dad. Is so good.
Like, Father of the Year.
Yeah. He comes up. He's like, I got to go away. You know, remember Uncle X Escobar? Some things went missing. A couple legs are broken. Don't worry about it. But yeah. I left you something on the table. He's talking about Coke. He's like, you got to step on it with baking soda, not baking powder, because you don't want to have muffins growing out of their nose. You always loved that joke ever since you were 2 years old. That's a wild thing to say to your dog.
Jesus Christ. That is very fucking wild.
Oh, man. But yeah, it was a great time. That's going to be a good one. Yeah, that's going to jog some memories for especially people at least 35 and older.
Yeah.
Because when that movie came out, it was big. It was huge. And then it did. I'm trying. It was huge for.
It did pretty damn good there for a while. It was in the theaters. It was more of a. Like a rental thing, I think.
That's where I watched it, rental, because we couldn't even get into the movies to watch.
Yeah, we wasn't made of money back in the day. You couldn't even go to the movies all the time.
Hell no. Yeah. You from here?
Well, I'm from Hartsville, yeah.
Okay. So, did you guys have a movie theater, and how many movies did it play?
The Decatur had a movie theater. Mm-hmm. I think it was 4 or 5 screens.
Okay. So, I grew up where they had 2 screens. So, it's just like they had a big room, and then they had a small room. So we didn't even get all the movies. It would just be like the most popular too. But Scary Movie was on there, so I figured it'd be big. What about you?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm from here, so there was a bunch of theaters. Okay. There was plenty to see. No, we got all the movies. We got everything. Yeah, I wasn't hurting there.
And when did the movie prices go up so much?
When did that happen?
It was like 2000 and... I'll say 4.
Damn, that's around the time I was born. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. I wish I was there. I wish.
Go outside and sit in the car. I don't want your ass in here no more. Damn it, man.
I envy those times, though, man. I wish I was there when that came out.
Remember the first movie I ever went to the movies to watch? Dad took me and my sister to the dollar movie to watch 9 to 5, that Dolly Parton movie.
Oh, yeah.
Working 9 to 5.
Real fun for a small boy to go watch. Fuck less.
But did you ever give us your movie?
No.
You never gave us your movie.
Oh, yeah. It was Princess Bride.
Oh, yeah. Princess Bride. That's what the one for the kids.
Oh, yeah. Let's search that up. Andre D. fucking Giant. Mm-hmm. My guy. Now, listen. Nobody out drinking him, man. You know.
Hell no.
Hell no. Good luck trying. He will flip your car over.
That's bad, man.
Oh, man. That dude was so dope. He got the same hairstyle, too. Look at that shit. That's so cool.
Brady could entertain himself with this for days.
I never seen Princess Bride, though. I got to.
It's funny.
I know. I never seen
funny
this
as shit.
One. Mm-mm-mm. I just remember the only thing, like, I can tell you about some movies, and I just know the object, like The Matrix. I've never seen all The Matrix. I've only seen the new one, but I can tell you about that car every day.
Hold on. What do you mean you only seen the new Matrix?
Like, the newest one they ever made. That's the only one I've seen.
What?
I've never seen, like, the first one. I haven't seen the second one.
The first one, dude.
Good Lord.
Even if it's just the first one, just watch the first one.
Okay, I'll do that.
I'm not saying watch all of them.
First, you know how many pale goths bought trench coats after this?
Yeah. Hey, you know I get influenced, man. I'll be next.
He's already drinking eggs here, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now pull up with the trench coat. They already. I remember I was my first comedy show. They thought I was the trench coat guy. I was in the back. And they were like, I don't know. My first time seeing a show, she was like, he looked like he finna blow this place up. What? I don't know who it was, but I forgot.
It happens. Yeah. So you were in the back of your first comedy show going to or performing?
Oh, no, I was watching. I was just an audience member in the back. Just watching. And she was like, that dude look like he finna blow it up on the first bat. Like, I was like, damn, I'm just trying to support you.
You know me. Just sitting back here looking creepy as fuck.
Then when I would have stood up and been like, hey, and they were like, there's nothing in there. They wouldn't have known at the time. Would have probably died.
I can't say nothing. I've had my trench coat now about 24 years.
Damn, for real?
Yeah. My trench coat's older than my kid.
Jesus.
That's that's pre-Columbine, so it was
okay back then.
I mean, I got one with a hoodie on.
I thought Columbine was 99. It was.
Let me see.
Fuck, I don't know.
It was 99.
I wasn't there.
Officer. So you bought it. Hold on. That means you bought it the year Columbine came out.
I bought it in 98.
98? Okay, okay.
Let's see what year.
Yeah, right before.
Okay, so that was 1999, April 20th.
So you're still safe, Oker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're still safe. Yeah.
Wow, that's been that long.
I bought it one of my first paychecks from my big boy job.
What was that?
Working my fat ass off in a wood drill plant in Hartsel.
Wood drill?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do
those
there?
Big wooden spools they put the power lines on.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they used to assemble those.
Oh, okay, okay. Is that how you lost a finger?
No, that's how I lost 100 and something pounds over a summer. In the middle of summer in a big-ass metal building working your ass off. That'll do it.
Hell yeah. That's the glow. I need to do that job right now.
How much are you getting paid?
Oh, I was just saying I need to do that too. He was talking about he do it. We'll do it together now.
You can't lose 100 pounds no more, Brandon.
Well, not 100, probably.
I can lose 40. I can lose 100 and just be a regular person.
Mm. You know? You're right. Yeah, 230.
He said, yeah, you're right. Maybe two.
Because I'm thinking, I'm like, 230 minus 100. Yeah, that might not be good. I look like Jack Skeleton, Nightmare Before Christmas. I've seen a little bit of that one.
I like how he said it. Like he was proud of himself. I've seen a little bit.
Okay.
I know about that boogie thing.
Brandon, how many times have you seen Madagascar 2?
Oh, man, I've seen the whole series quite a bit. I can't even tell you about that. Number 3 is the least one I've seen, though, with that little circus shit.
Uh-huh.
But number 2, because I had that moment. Have you ever heard the moment I had with Madagascar 2? That was the last time I shit myself. my friend made me laugh so hard his bit, I was like...
What was y'all
like
doing?
5 years old. We were just cracking jokes, and then something happened. I said, oh, shit. And then it happened, and I waited like 5 minutes. No, you know, I had to figure out a way to tell this guy. And then his family came in there. His mom and dad were arguing while they had me in the bathroom trying to figure out what to do with me. Because I was, nobody expected that. We didn't have extra clothes.
Said it's a tickle fight, and I'm winning.
Hold on. That could have been it. Because that used to happen sometimes. I remember a kid.
What? At
recess would do that. He'd just jump out of nowhere and tickle. And
he's on a watch list now. Yeah, that motherfucker moves in the neighborhood. He's got to knock on doors and do some explaining.
And we would always.
Are a man or a
child? Oh, no, it was a kid.
Oh, God.
It was a janitor.
It was a kid.
Did you say
what? It was just a janitor.
He loved tickling.
Yeah, shout out Mr. Jenkins. I don't fucking know.
I love my janitor, man. He
was best shoulder rubs. I missed it elementary school.
Would have got good grades for a shoulder rub.
Jesus Christ. You out in these streets trying to get took.
We told him he was asking. Well, sci-fi. I won't say we. Because he told us these stories. Like, in the first I think a couple months, and he was over here telling Sci-Fi, like, we were like, God, Sci-Fi, you gotta listen to this. Each one, and he was like, look, usually I don't victim blame, but it sounded like you were asking for it.
I was too trustworthy back then. I didn't know. Somebody asked you if you had candy. I'd be like, oh, so you really got candy. And then, and I thought I was tough, too. Like, my mom was like, what if they put you in the truck? I was like, good luck trying to get my ass in the truck. The dude 80 years old. What the fuck is he going to do to me? I didn't know. I was like five, man.
No, he was going to get you.
Oh, yeah. Not shit I would have done.
He was going
to
get you.
Yeah. And now I'm seeing another thing that's weird to me. There's an ice cream truck, man. It's like a regular van. It's not even an official thing. And it's in my girl's neighborhood. She knows what I'm talking about. It's an old man. Like, he comes around at 7 o'clock every night and just plays that. And nobody ever comes up to him. And I don't know what's going on. And I almost went up to him.
Like, to like now?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it's now.
They come around, like, 8:30, 9 o'clock sometimes.
Yeah. And it's old as shit, too. It's not an official one. Like, I can tell because I'm looking at the stickers. Yeah.
My sister and
what's that?
My sister and brother-in-law ran an ice cream truck in Hartsville there for a little while.
Uh-huh.
And she won't get mad when I hear me say this. But they had dropped one of the trucks off at a shop to get it worked on. And so they were like, hey, the truck should get picked up. It's already paid for. Will you go pick it up for us? I'm like, yeah, sure. So I got a buddy to drop me off. Well, I grabbed my Marilyn Manson Antichrist Superstar disc and I slid that bitch in the player.
Shut the fuck up.
And I blared that shit on the PA system all the way home. Just the beautiful people just rattling windows. Yeah.
That's a good album.
Yeah,
that's a good album.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Ogre. This is the end of the podcast. It's been a hoot.
Or a holler.
Hell yeah, it's been a good. Thank you, Jack, for filling in for JJ, who's a bitch.
Him, poor little tummy.
Yeah, I want to say that again. We got to make sure we say that. Now, what you're going to do right now, into this camera, that means I'm pointing straight ahead.
Fair enough.
You're just going to say whatever you got, your socials, and we'll put it up on the side of you. And whatever you got coming up, shows or anything, it'll be out in a week. So whatever you got coming up.
Okay. Was it Ogre_comedy on Instagram? It's Ogre_space comedy, and this is a picture of me. There's a ton of them fuckers on YouTube, but anyway. And then, let's see, I'm on the Comic-Con. That's the 13th, isn't it? Where Shenanigans, after that. Yeah, Shenanigans is one of the official after-party spots of the Comic-Con. So we're doing stand-up comedy dressed up as characters and shit, and I'm going to be Frankenstein's monster.
That's good.
And then I believe it's the 18th. We're doing is the 18th in that roast battle?
Yeah.
Yeah, the 18th. We're doing a roast battle, and I'm going to be up against Carson Elmore. So try to come see me at some point because I'm probably getting canceled after the 19th. And if I make it past that, the 27th, we're doing roast of the 80s, and I'm going to be Ronald Reagan.
Oh damn! I want to see that.
It's going to be fun.
Hell yeah!
Yeah. And the 25th, I'm going to be on. One of the thesaurus words that Scott uses for happy or good stuff, comedy hours.
I love it.
On the 25th.
Hell yeah. All right, Ogre, thank you so much. It's been a fucking great time. Thank you, Big Dog.
Thank you.